Hey guys, today's podcast is brought to you by the Lousy Mother Media Basement Comedy Show 4. It features a lot of comedians, so go listen to it on iTunes, Stitcher, or our Podbean page. And now enjoy the show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
How you doing, buddy? You look great. You look great.
A little musty.
You look great.
In
Fuck
here.
You. I know. I'm sorry. It's rained all day long. I've had the windows open. I fucking was losing my mind at work because it was like monsooning out.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, my fucking base is right next to my window.
That happened before.
Yeah, I'm just really dumb.
Yeah.
Really dumb. But turns out nothing's wrong with it. It's totally fine. Dry as a bone.
Thankfully.
Dry as a bone, dude.
It's going to warp with all these warm farts in here.
Honestly, yeah. I also have to poop, so we might have to break. I'm not sure. Anyways, let's hop into genre 5. We're doing television villains because we've ran out of things to talk about.
In terms of film
yeah.
genre stuff.
What was last week's? Television comedies or some shit?
Was it?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to go first. We're going to change it up a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Kingpin, Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yep.
Daredevil series.
I saw that one coming a mile away.
Did you? I figured you
could smell that.
How about this? Name my genre 5, and I'll tell you if you're right. Go ahead. let's start doing this a little different. Let's play a game.
Lex Luthor from Smallville.
No, never watched that show. Keep going.
Joffrey Baratheon.
Yep, that's my next one. Holy shit. And that was played by Jack Gleason.
Walter White.
Yep, that was my next one. Brian Cranston. All right, good.
That is why this is an award-winning podcast.
Yeah, good.
Okay. holy shit. I want to say Trinity Killer.
No, but that was a good one. That actually, I don't know. No, the other two definitely fucking surpass.
Okay, that's all I have that would match yours.
That's on yours?
Yeah.
Those are yours?
Those two, yeah.
Walter and Joffrey?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if Walter White was the villain, but I mean, he definitely was. He's like an anti-hero.
Well, I'll talk about it. Go do your 5.
Okay. Siler?
Heroes. That is my another one I had.
Oh, right on.
I'm such a fucking idiot.
Yeah. That was crazy. You literally named them. It was Kingpin, Joffrey, Walter White, and then Siler was the next one. That was Zachary Quinto from Heroes. Fantastic fucking villain. I really liked his powers in it. Everything about him ruled. Hang on one second. I need to make sure. This is recording.
Okay.
Oh, wow, we're recording, dude.
Award-winning people.
We've never won an award.
We've won awards.
Never.
I've given out a ton of awards to myself.
But the first season of Heroes, what, you, like, jerk yourself off?
You're no, like
way to go, Tone.
Like, made it past 50-minute award. Like, made it past 55-minute award, yeah.
Is there a podcast that's like, your new achievement?
Yeah. ten points.
You went 3 hours on a podcast that no one cared about.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're so diligent.
There's more coming.
But yeah, Siler, Zachary Quinton. Quinto, is that his name? All right. He was also Spock.
Yes.
And not a villain. He was a hero in that.
Yes.
I just watched Star Trek Into Darkness, a little bit of it. That's kind of like one of those movies I'll throw on when I'm trying to eat some strawberries. You know what I'm saying? Kick it.
Yeah, kick it. I thought you were going to say as an aphrodisiac to get them strawberries kicked in.
Yeah. Well, him on screen just gives me a fucking solid boner. but yeah, him and Heroes, I love. That first season's fucking immaculate. So good. Him with the little, like, fucking, like, he's like the...
clockmaker.
Yeah, the clockmaker. Yeah, all the little watches and the gears and figuring out things work, and that somehow makes him take brains apart.
He likes seeing how things work.
Their powers.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that. And Francis from House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, it's an
Kevin
awesome
Spacey.
One.
Yeah, no, I fucking...
evil.
Oh, man, he's a fucked up person, but god damn it, do I love that.
Him and Claire, those bad bitch and that dickhead.
Yeah, but Claire seems to be more like in a redemption
role. She's kind of giving up.
And I wonder how season 4 is going to pan out. I feel like she's about to sell him down the fucking
I don't know
river.
How the president's supposed to get a divorce.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. Well, because he just got... spoilers. He just got elected at the end of 3, right?
Yeah.
Like, he actually got elected. He took over for the last time because he became vice president or whatever.
Yep.
God, that show's so fucking rad. It's like fucking watching sharks in suits.
Good.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, mine.
All right, can I guess yours? Joffrey is one of them.
Joffrey Baratheon.
Now, why do you like him?
Because he was, like, pure evil because he was a young evil.
Oh, he's just such a fucking
child
prick.
Evil is really creepy to me because it's not
developed. Do you like
developed.
Child's play?
No, not really.
Really?
Yeah.
Afraid of dolls?
No, not at all.
Really?
That's probably why.
I'm like,
put that sucker in, like, small soldiers.
Your parents, I want him to be Archer.
I was scared of, like, The People Under the Stairs when I was a kid. Hellraiser.
Hellraiser is sick. I wasn't really scared of Hellraiser, more so just thought it was a really cool concept.
Yeah.
Were you afraid that fucking Cenobites are going to get you?
No, more of, like, he would be in my room, because he always comes into a room where the cube
is. We have
is.
Such sights to show you. Well, he only comes in the room when you fucking,
play with the cube, yeah.
Yeah, get the box.
But I'm scared that it would just show up, like, in dream. I had nightmares and shit about it when I was, like, 7.
Yeah, you were a fucking shitty kid.
Yeah, pussy little 7-year-old.
Pusshole 7-year-old.
A little pisshole.
Your parents had that fucking one room dedicated to those fucking dolls. And that unnerved me to no end. I walked in here. I was like, how do you live here? I would burn this fucking house to the ground.
Oh, and there's like a storage room behind my basement bedroom.
Oh, full of all the unwanted cursed dolls.
Come play with us, Tony.
Yeah.
I would fucking commit suicide. I would be so scared.
Give me your eyes.
Yeah.
I want to see like a real boy. I'm like, no.
You little fucks.
All right, go ahead. So Joffrey, and then you got Walter White, then you got
Hold up.
Oh, no, I'm surpassing all your fucking hate your list.
I also put Gus Fring.
Oh, right on. Yeah, he was more of the villain of the show, because they follow Walter White as the kind of like hero-ish, but he was a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like it came in that time when, like, you know, Sopranos, like, you were following the villain, but you were kind of rooting for him as well. So it's that weird anti-hero.
Pro,
like,
becomes ant.
Well, and it's also more like, I think everything has a bit of dirt on it, and that's what they want to show, and it's all, and, like, even, you can follow a villain now and not, and have him be the good guy, which is kind of a weird duality for a TV show. Why are you making the dick-sucking face?
Just thinking about you talking.
Thinking about me talking, right on. Is that how you jerk off? Oh, he's got such a nice timbre of his voice.
So, Los Palos Hermanos.
Yeah, chicken brothers, right? Isn't that what that means?
I think. I never knew.
I think that's what, yeah.
Los Palos Hermanos means...
I don't think Palos means chicken. I'll look it
brothers
up.
Chicken?
Nice. That might actually be... Yeah. How do you spell that? Los Palos...
Los Palos...
Hermanos.
Is how it's spelled. Los Palos Hermanos. That's how it's spelled.
Translate. Fuck you. The Chicken Brothers. Yeah, yay! High five, dude.
Okay.
That was the first I can't read high five.
Good high five, man.
I think me and Bob might have high five before.
Sweaty hand.
Usually right after we're done jerking off. Go ahead.
All
right.
Arthur, the Trinity Killer from Dexter.
Yeah, shit, that is a really good
that
one.
That son of a bitch was real bad.
Who played him?
God, what is that dude's name? John
Lithgow.
Yeah. Lithgow. Yeah,
he was also in Planet of the Apes.
He was.
Like fucking Caesar was like, no, don't touch him. He's old and crazy.
Memory problems. But then he healed him, but then it came back
with
a vengeance.
Yeah, I know. Then he's playing piano, and he's like,
it's just like yesterday. My wife's still here. All right. Siler. I put him down as well,
because
he's so fucking enigmatic. Yeah, it's great. And then I put the Borg from Star Trek Next Generation.
That makes sense.
Such a cool dude. Assimilate.
But
what a cool word.
No, okay, Next Generation, right on. Was he also in Nemesis?
Jean-Luc Picard.
Was he also in Nemesis?
The Borg are a collective. They are Legion.
Were they in Nemesis?
They are many.
My fucking God, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's all
they
about the Borg.
They are many, they are Legion. I have many names.
You little fuck.
Oh,
what Nemesis was about the Borg, yes.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a piece of turd. But every episode of Star Trek Next Generation you watch with the Borg...
Mm.
They're usually dedicated episodes. They're not, like, back-to-back.
Oh, who they dedicate them to?
No, I mean, like, the Borg. They dedicate it to the Borg.
Did he die during filming?
No, what?
That's
no, it's just
dedicated
to the one...
They usually dedicate...
Not saying, like...
Stuff to people after if they...
You're such a piece of... I'm saying they're just singular episodes featuring the Borg, so it's a dedicated antagonist for that one episode.
Yeah,
you fucking
well, kind of like a villain of the week, yeah.
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 Ugh.
Why don't you just say that? It says they dedicate an episode
to
the Borg.
I say one word instead of five.
They are many, so they have many episodes. They have to dedicate a lot to them. Jean-Luc Picard.
I wish I could fucking assimilate you.
Assimilate.
I would assimilate you to, like, a fucking...
Into
like,
death.
Like, some sort of municipal waste trash can, and
oh,
that
right
would
on.
Be you.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Or medical waste.
Medical waste, probably.
Yeah.
Just full of needles.
Needles
and bio
old
waste.
Fat from fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just make me soap.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all yours?
That's all five.
Right on, dude. That was a sick genre five.
We really merged.
That was a sick genre
We really
five.
Docked each other on that one.
Ooh, we docked. All right, weekly recommendations and rejections. I watched all of Orange is the New Black. Did you?
So did I.
What'd you think?
It didn't have a main villain, so no, it wasn't quite as like,
it was kind of like corporate America.
Bleh.
I don't know. I mean, like, it was kind of I looked more forward to them giving origins of other side characters than I did the progression of the storyline in the jail. I felt the first two seasons were far superior to this one. I also felt that the first season is the best in the trinity of them, or the trilogy, rather. Trinity. Yeah. But it was enjoyable.
Yeah, it was fun.
I mean, I think I watched all of them in a day. Nice 13-hour, just doing nothing, just sitting in my own sweat.
Yeah. Watching. You sweat when you watch TV, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's been hot.
Well, you do have AC, so I don't want to hear
Barely. I have AC. I can't turn that thing on. It sounds like a fucking truck is running in my apartment. Can't listen to anything.
I'd rather do that than smell you.
I need to get headphones for my Xbox. This is what I'm planning on doing. Getting an Xbox One and getting Turtle Beaches so I can just put them. Because if me, you, and Elena move out, that's right, people. I can't read. Might be getting a little closer. Family's moving in. But anyways.
I'm moving out.
I want to get Turtle Beaches so I can just throw those on at night.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to fucking, like, you know, you'd be like, turn the fucking TV down, you little piece of shit. And I'm like, fuck you.
You really think I would just audibly tell you to stop?
No, you would fucking just not talk to me for a couple days and, like,
or
fucking
come in there and put a fucking dick slam down on you.
No, you'd, like, leave trash in front of my room. Just weird shit.
Why are there a line of dead flies in front of the bathroom door?
Real passive aggressive shit.
Cut your brake line.
Shouldn't have watched your TV so loud. I'm like, I almost died. You're like, well, now you learned. I'm like, I didn't even know that was you. I was still gonna go home and watch fucking Into Darkness again at full blast.
Untune your derailleurs on your bicycle.
Oh, that'd be fucked too.
Yeah.
Well, things
all you get is
to
the largest gear.
Oh, these hills are bitches. Give me one of yours. We'll go back and forth.
What?
Give me one of your weekly recommendations. I recommend Orange is the New Black, but like I said.
Oh, I recommend High Fidelity. I watched that again.
Nice. Hell yeah.
Very cool. Very pretty movie. Still good. As funny as it was, and I kind of get it a little more.
Yeah.
Even though I don't want relationships, I get what it's
about.
Does
he have sex at a funeral in that?
After a funeral in a car under a weeping willow.
Spoilers.
Shut up.
Go
ahead. I recommend watching a...
Hey, motherfucker, I said one at a time.
What?
Now
one
it's
at
my
a time.
Turn.
Oh.
God damn it, you're so bad at this.
I just thought I was alone here.
Plan B,
sorry.
True.
Oh, I thought you might.
Yeah, really good.
Really pretty.
Yeah. Oh, man, the shots in that were incredible. Yeah. Ryan Scheckler's part was probably my favorite.
That's cool.
And I'm not a big fan of Ryan Scheckler either, but all the parts are great. I felt the last part was a little lacking comparatively to Ryan Scheckler's part, but...
It's all good.
You know, it was good. I really enjoyed it. It's also on Netflix. I definitely recommend it if you like skateboarding. It's like 40 minutes long. Sean felt like it was too long. I was like, it was 40 fucking minutes.
Sean's not really a movie guy. He can't go that distance.
I mean, a movie's an hour and a half, maybe two.
He can't push it out.
I mean, God forbid he watches The Hobbit.
I don't think you could pay him to watch The Hobbit.
Yeah, you probably couldn't. All right, go ahead. Give me one of yours.
I watched a documentary called Point and Shoot. All about this guy named Matthew Van Dyke.
Was he a photographer?
Well, yes. He videotaped...
That also hunted humans with a gun.
It's kind of sick, actually. He was a really neurotic OCD kind of guy, and he's kind of a dick to watch on screen, like when he's talking and whining.
Right.
But he took a motorcycle, a lot like mine, like a DR650.
Oh, yeah. Name drop.
Well, it's a KLR.
You want me to pick that up?
To fucking just... I just want you to shove your tongue down your throat and try to kill yourself.
Just swallow
but
it.
You can't. You know you can't physically do that. Right, yeah. So it's not going to hurt you. Just try it till I'm done. Fuck.
Go ahead. Good.
On-air murder.
I just snorted it. Go ahead.
Okay. So he gets a bike and just takes off for fucking Africa and rides like 34,000 miles on this bike.
To Africa?
Yeah, goes to Africa, rides around the Middle East and Africa.
How do you ride his bike to Africa?
You chip it and then you ride it.
Oh, I didn't know if there was like a bridge.
I'm
glad, built,
I'm surprised you knew there was an ocean in between.
I'm like, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, our neighbor Africa.
She's going to hop over there
that
across
sits,
the border.
That sits right below us in between Mexico and
I
us.
I think I live in Pangea.
Yeah.
Nice. So he goes there.
Sick reference.
Sick ref, bro. So he's riding around 35,000 miles. Mm. Eventually ends up in Libya. Makes really good friends there.
Blood diamonds.
2011. Nope, not really. Yeah, I mean, Sierra Leone, are you
so
thinking?
So he met Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, he met up with Leo fucking DiCaprio and...
Hey, mate. No, that's not a good...
That's Australia.
Yeah, that is. That's not where Africa is it?
Bling bang.
I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Nope. Okay, listen, fuck up. So he goes there, meets friends in Libya, makes friends with them. They become better friends with him than anyone in the States ever were. Hmm. But then the Libyan army starts attacking its people. And
the blood diamonds.
2011.
Yeah.
Nothing about the fucking blood diamonds. It's Gaddafi. Yeah. Remember him?
Oh, yeah. And then you know what's
they
more fucked up?
Topple that dictator.
Is that the dude that made everyone like aware of Gaddafi now is more famous than Gaddafi for pulling his dick out in public.
Who is that?
That guy. Wasn't that...
Matthew Van Dyke?
I don't think it was him.
Neither, because I don't think he...
Remember the guy that's like, hey, we need to... Hold on a second. Keep talking about fucking Gaddafi and all your boring Libya bullshit.
Oh, my God. You are so fucking dull.
Real problems happen. I get it, man.
There's no Transformers here.
Watch fucking Pacific Rim and see something get punched in the face. That doesn't exist. I don't want to hear about real problems.
I'm a realist. I'm a fucking realist. Listen, this isn't a bummer. He goes and starts fighting with the fucking rebels, his friends, in Libya. Gets taken prisoner for 5.5 months. And, like, loses his fucking mind in a Gaddafi prison. And then, instead of going home once he got out of prison, he just went back and fought some more. But he films all this shit.
Yeah, I heard
you. You are searching a name that doesn't really matter because his dick came out. Who cares?
And I guess he's not more famous than Gaddafi because I can't fucking remember his name.
What are you looking at? His fucking like Twitter followers comparatively?
No. I was just saying in the news, they're like, hey, remember that motherfucker that was like, we need to stop this injustice? He was the guy that was making all the kids soldiers, basically, right? Was that Gaddafi?
Gaddafi was just a fucking ruthless dictator.
Was he a warlord?
No, he's a fucking...
No. My bad. It wasn't Gaddafi.
You're talking about Kony.
Kony, yeah. Who's the guy that...
No one remembers that, dude.
Hold on. Yeah, well, I do. Kony... How do you spell his name? K-O-N-I?
K-O-N-I.
Kony, video.
Make him famous.
Yeah, make him... Kony 2012. The guy that directed that whipped his dick out.
Oh, cool.
And now he's more famous than
So we're talking
Gaddafi.
About different continents.
Oh, they were on the same one?
Yeah.
Where was Kony from?
I think Kony was African.
Yeah, isn't that where you're talking about?
Libya?
You said he was riding around Africa.
Yes, but then he also went to the Middle East.
Oh. I didn't hear that part. I wasn't listening.
Derp.
I'm sorry. They're coming out with a new hitman. Agent 47, you pumped?
What? A new
hitman?
I'm sorry,
I just saw that. I just saw it on IMDb when I went to the page.
What do you mean?
They're making another one. Who gives a shit? I was just making small talk. Anyways, I watched Transformers Age of Extinction. Speaking of Transformers, I don't know why I do this to myself.
What are you doing? Are you telling another one of your recommendations?
This isn't a recommendation. Well, actually, I recommend it if you fast forward through every shitty human part in that movie.
You don't learn your lesson.
I don't.
You're a son of a bitch.
But then again, I was just like, I want to watch something shiny and something fucking like Autobots roll out. And dude, there's a lot of cool shit in that movie. You got to admit. I caught the third one a little bit. Elenia's stepdad was watching. He loves that shit. He likes animated movies. He's basically right up my alley because he loves Pixar and he loves Transformers and Underworld and cool shit like that.
Yeah.
Stuff that doesn't exist.
I'm really glad you guys can eat gummy bears together and watch that stuff.
Gummy worms and fucking rad. They're the sour kind. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, that movie looks fantastic. And I heard that Michael Bay is not directing the fifth one.
I don't care.
He's been threatening to leave the franchise. I don't know who he's threatening.
I thought he was threatening himself. He's going to threaten himself to leave? Because I thought he was the franchise.
Ah, God, fuck him. I mean, honestly, they give that to a cool filmmaker, like a fucking one that... Like, they have like a writing room right now. They're writing the fifth one and trying to make it better. Because, Age of Extinction was, the fucking bottom of the barrel. Each movie has slowly declined in box office.
Honestly,
still Titans.
I saw Transformers a long time ago, and I was like, it's sweet, because it's Transformers.
What was it, 2007?
But then, eventually, I gave up on it, because the second one was such a fucking flaming pile of dog shit. And then I was like, oh, there's things like Pacific Rim, or anime.
Yeah, but Pacific Rim fucking sucked, too. I mean, honestly, you could take away all the human part of that, too. It was so fucking predictable.
You can take any of that shit.
I also heard that the fifth one is supposed to be all fucking robots. I'm like, finally!
Oh, if it goes to Cybertron?
It's like an origin or some shit. I can't remember. Didn't really fucking read into it a lot. Heard that Michael Bay might not be connected to it, and there's not going to be humans in it. But Mark Wahlberg has also been threatening that he might be in it again, which, goddamn, that motherfucker.
He's threatening. I'll come back!
You guys loved me so much in the fucking fourth one, didn't you? Ooh, a Transformer! Fuck that dude. God, he sucked in that movie. I like Mark Wahlberg a lot. I don't understand how he acted so shitty in that movie.
Rejection.
Ugh. You know, it was, I mean, again, I reject all the human parts of the movie. I recommend all the robots. Okay. But I will say, I really enjoyed T.J. Miller in it.
For and the 12 minutes he's there?
And they fucking murder him. God, but he is great.
He traded him in.
He is awesome. So wait, if someone did call you guys, do we still get a reward? And he was like the dude that called and shit.
Mm-hmm.
He when like they tried to make it all sad when he got like fucking eviscerated into like
lava.
It looked like Pompeii basically. That was fucking weird.
Yeah, quite a grenade though.
Yeah.
All right, so that's like what, a half and half for you?
Yeah, and I watched Star Trek Into Darkness, which is a highly recommend.
Okay,
the movie fucking rules.
I saw
scene,
Jurassic World.
Fuck off, real quick. That oh, so did I.
I don't know. You're thinking about it.
Yeah. We'll talk. Well, okay, cool. We can fucking talk about that. All right.
Please tell me more about the movie you saw 20 times.
Yeah, Star Trek Into Darkness. Saw that alone in theaters, and then I watched it alone here.
This is only the second time you've seen it?
No, I've seen it like 5-6 times.
Yeah,
probably.
That's what I thought.
I napped a little bit during it, but I don't need.
I don't like you.
No, I mean, this time around,
you
I've already seen.
To see it
I've
all.
Seen the movie, yeah. I didn't nap at
I
all.
I thought
during,
in the theater you were just like, yeah, take a little fucking
oh,
snoozy.
God, no. I fucking rode my bike there, watched it 2.5 hours. It's weird. When I see movies alone, I usually want to go back and rewatch them alone. Like right afterwards. Mad Max, that happened to.
Well, yeah.
Oh, God, Mad Max. It was. I just did not want that movie to end. Anyways, let's hop into Jurassic World. Was this the last movie that you've seen?
No.
How many do you have?
Shut up.
You have a lot sometimes.
Don't judge me,
and
bro.
I hate it.
Why do you hate it? Because I'm the shit?
Yeah.
Because the award-winning podcast is
stop
being
calling.
Accelerated
not
to higher acclaim by my watching?
Not won anything.
We win the hearts and minds of a few, maybe.
Yeah, at least a solid 14.
And by the way.
Good.
I'm a fucking national treasure.
You're not.
I'm a burden.
You're
put
national,
my dick right on this mic.
You're a national burden.
I am fat. I do eat a lot.
All right, so Jurassic World.
Okay.
What did you think?
Jurassic World. Big, fun, dumb, stupid time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That
I honestly was like, are these dogs or are these dinosaurs? Are these dinosaurs... Are they making fun of dinosaurs at this point in the project? Because none of them have any acclaim or, like, reverence or, like, respect for them.
Right. Well,
they
no,
just
I think,
mutate
I think,
the living shit out of them or train them like they're Rottweilers.
I mean, all right, this is what I gathered from the movie, the whole, like, premise of it. Like, you know, we have to make something bigger so people will come out. That's just talking about movies in general.
I get it. Yeah, it's a comment on the entire...
Yeah, it's a huge comment. But, yeah. Like... And not only that, like, all the kids on their cell phones and shit like that. Like,
yeah.
You know, they're all... They're, like, some of them weren't even looking while the T-Rex was in, like, you know... Like, they were just, like, looking at their phones. They didn't give a shit. I liked that a lot. I liked that it was very aware of everything. Really dug that they... the tie-in with the first movie. And they kind of just were like, yeah, those other two shitty ones don't exist.
Don't worry about them.
Yeah, Lost World and 3.
It was just called 3, I think, yeah.
Yeah, but either way. But, I mean, like, I thought that it was, like, a perfect sequel to...
Jurassic
the first,
Park.
Yeah.
I just, at this point.
Keep going.
Okay. I don't need to do all the bar. Every. All right. Shut the fuck up.
Good.
Okay, you know we can lose people if we go too long on the
doubt
songing.
That.
On the songing, yeah.
Nah,
yes.
No, everyone loves it.
They were a cunt hair away from clicking the channel.
Clicking the channel.
Clicking the channel. pressing pause.
Yeah, there you go.
Throwing their iPod out the window.
How about just
or
dropping
phone
their phone.
The
yeah, fuck it.
Yeah,
I'll get a new
crack
one.
Crack it in half.
I don't need this bullshit. All right, go ahead. What,
drive to a
I
ravine.
Really enjoy Jurassic World. I highly recommend it.
I like looking at the dinosaurs. That's it.
You didn't like the kids?
No.
I didn't think they were bad.
I didn't care for them. I also didn't care for Chris Pratt. I prefer him... In Guardians of the Galaxy.
I thought he was fun.
Like
Vincent D'Onofrio was cool.
I mean, he had a really nice bike. It was a cool Triumph Scrambler. It was nice.
Wow.
But it was bullshit. Because those fucking raptors were jumping over logs and hopping over ravines. And he's just riding behind.
Oh, no, there's a trail, dude.
Oh, he took the trail. They were jumping the tree limbs.
Yeah, the trail's
instead.
The only the size of a bike.
Oh, but the trucks are with him, too. And this is all in the preview. We're giving nothing away.
No. He was fine.
Oh, okay.
They had to make it look action-packed.
I'm dumb. I'm just dumb. I didn't notice that.
Who was your favorite raptor? Mine was Blue.
I hate.
I liked how they named him Blue, Charlie, Delta, and Echo.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool because he's Alpha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was sick.
Yeah. Okay. Move on from Jurassic World.
Yeah, I loved it.
Saw a
great summer movie.
Documentary. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, just eat popcorn.
Summer blockbuster.
Just eat popcorn. It made a fucking ass load of money, too. You know that they're predicting $2 billion fucking for Star Wars?
Dirk a dirk.
Holy shit. Has Jurassic World made $1 billion yet? They had to be close. Go ahead. I'll look it up on...
I saw a documentary called Champs.
What's that website that I use?
What?
For Box Office Mojo?
Xvideos.com. What?
Wow, that was a little,
Pornhub.
That was a little window into your soul. That was a window into your browser right there. What, Xvid? I mean, porn. Oh God.
Oh jeez.
Titties, titties, titties.
I dropped my Subway on the keyboard. No.
Oh, it's all over me. 15-day total for Jurassic World is at $460 million.
You just care about money, man.
Yeah, dude, don't you?
No.
Oh, right on.
I'm about heart.
Jurassic only has
we
one R.
Are,
yep. Ooh, we harmonized right there. That was nice. Jurassic World. I just wanted to see if it has the...
Okay, so I saw... I'm going to go on about this documentary real quick, because it's a boxing documentary called Champs.
$208 million opening fucking
it's pretty good.
Weekend. It's made $1 billion worldwide
well,
already.
Well, good for it.
Jesus, motherfucker.
They have everything they need.
Honestly, Chris Pratt must fucking shit gold diamonds. That doesn't make any sense. Go ahead.
I love how, you know, on Netflix, how it shows the little preview pictures when you're looking at stuff and scrolling. Now it's a picture of him instead of Leslie as the first picture for Parks. You know what I mean? There's like four of them and they recycle.
They're like, here's the most well-known person.
Yeah, they're like, oh, here's Andy, that sub-character that's now the biggest fucking star on the planet.
Yeah, it is.
They throw him on there so you scroll by him and go.
That dude deserves it, though. He's awesome.
Yeah, I'd kick it with him.
Chris
he seems
Pratt.
Fun.
I'd kick it with him.
What, you wouldn't?
Yes, I would. But
well, then
we're
shut
never going to have the chance to
he
kick
wouldn't
it with Chris
have
Pratt.
You. He wouldn't have you. I might tweet him. I might tweet him and say, Chris, my dude Paul doesn't believe that we would kick it one day.
And he'll probably be like, we won't. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to go fucking wipe my ass with a $1 million bill.
Why do you stifle my happiness and like my whimsical nature?
Because I like you more when you're sad.
I know you do. You really like keeping me down.
I don't like keeping you down. I just
no,
like you more when you're sad.
What does that say about living with you? Like, I'm going to be taking a shit and you're going to like film it and laugh and throw stuff at me on the toilet like I'm Bam Margera's
dad.
Yeah. Is that
going
to be a thing?
He's going. He's lost it. He's lost it, Lane.
He's going crazy, Lane. Get him out of here.
You're just tucking your dick in the toilet. And
son
shit.
Of a bitch. I almost pulled my hamstring. No, that's what I'm fearing is that I'll be like walking in from a hard day's work and you'll like put Windex on the fucking floor of the kitchen. Fatty's gonna crack his skull.
And that's the beginning of the video, me talking to the cat. Fatty's gonna crack his skull.
And then I come in, man, I could use some sausage. Ah!
I'm like a shitty Kevin McAllister. That's amazing. Okay, go
okay.
ahead.
Yeah, so that documentary Champs is just about boxers in the 90s, and it's really good. Holyfield and Tyson.
Yeah,
I like that, too. And then, that's it, actually.
Wow, right
I'm going to stop. I'm stopping.
Wrapped it up. All right, so we're going to hop into the Test of Toner, which we did Independence Day, more so you.
This one I don't hold you responsible because it's my film to watch and kind of give feedback on.
All
but
right,
it's cool when you do see them because then we banter.
Agreed.
But
and I've seen this movie
enough.
Fuck ton of times.
You know enough.
I love this movie as a child. Like, this is like, I remember when seeing the White House blow up.
Yeah.
Actually, fuck that. The ships coming in. Like, I was like, this is the coolest fucking thing ever.
Well, that was my favorite visual part of the film was the ships cutting through the clouds with like the heat from atmosphere burning on them. That's
just,
by far my favorite, like, visuals
they
created.
Just how it looked, the people, like, holding up the signs, thinking that the gods, like, they were gods and shit like that. Let's see. Domestic total gross, $306 million. Budget, $75 million. So, fucking all in all, I mean, it made almost a... Wow, that movie almost made $1 billion. That was $817 million worldwide.
In 96,
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah.
You know what the term blockbuster came from?
No.
It's where literally, like, the movie would be so big that the line would wrap around the block.
Ah, that's
everywhere.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah, and I think that, like, they were talking about, like, how there's not an actual blockbuster anymore because it doesn't happen. I mean, it'll sell out and shit, but Star Wars, that's going to be that.
I think it's going to be... Do you, now, what?
How many times are you going to watch Star Wars
No, but
Wars
how
in
do
theaters?
You feel about that first night chaos? Do you like the atmosphere of super fans?
Kind of, sometimes, yeah. I liked,
like,
I saw
want them to shut the fuck up.
I saw Dark Knight.
Once it starts.
I mean, you know there's going to be a lot of cheering. Like, right when you see fucking Luke, everyone's going to be like, ah!
Every character gets a cheer, but I'm like, I'm in focus.
It's almost like a play. It's almost like a play, like fucking, or like a sitcom. Like, Kramer just opened the door and everyone's like, woo!
Yeah, but it's, there's no audience participation. It's not, we're not watching Gallagher.
Yeah.
Like, we really do need to, like, just focus on what's being seen and take it in as much as possible.
Now, what I'm
visually,
say,
audibly, like,
right. I mean, what
fuck
I'm gonna say is that
watch.
I think that the super fans will fucking fuck off and watch the movie. They don't want to ruin it for themselves.
No, you'll see young shitheads that probably won't feel good there after the movie gets kicked in, because I don't think it's going to be George Lucas young kid fun bullshit.
I think
it's going to be a pretty awesome, mature, Star Trek-y looking.
I agree with that in a little bit. I feel like that JJ is going to take the fun and whimsicalness of Star Wars, the lightness of it, and instead of, like, really hammer it down your throat like Lucas did in the 1, 2, and 3.
Choking on it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. He'll, like, sprinkle it in there like a Marvel movie, so you're like, wow, this was, like, uplifting fun, but there's still dark stuff in it and shit like that.
I think the originals are fun.
Yeah, they definitely are.
Han's hilarious. You know what I mean? Chewie's
fantastic.
Hilarious.
Yeah, they got
C-3PO, hilarious.
Great dynamics instead of just like,
dude,
I'm a dumb robot, Roger,
no,
Roger.
You got four characters with R2-D2. Yeah, all four of those are great.
And they, like, literally made the fucking, like, the court jester Jar Jar fucking Binks. That's why it sucked. They're like, hey, here's a fucking really racist character. Now laugh at him, kids. But then I won't bite my tongue because kids loved fucking Jar Jar Binks. When they went and saw it when they were 8, you know how, like, you saw Star Wars when you were like 8, probably, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
I watched it. Yeah,
there,
I watched it young. My mom was like, yo, fucking check this shit out.
Well, I saw it day of with my dad.
Phantom.
Episode 1, yeah.
Well, you weren't 10 when that came out, because it came out in, what, 99? So you were like 13 or 14.
I had to have been like 12 or 13. Yeah, 13 sounds right.
Let me check that. I think it was 90. It might have been 2000. I thought you were farting.
I don't know why I can't get that out of my head.
What?
The Jurassic Parky thing.
We were just singing it.
Well, no, I'm just saying it should stop.
It's catchy as all fuck.
It is.
I bet that shit's selling like crazy,
it's
too.
A
John Williams
soundtrack.
Is probably just like, give me your money.
Royalties,
Star Wars.
You bitch.
99, yeah. So I was 12.
And I was 13
at
the time. So, yeah. My dad went with me because it was a school trip.
I was talking about when you saw, like, A New Hope.
Oh, when I saw A New Hope, I was a young...
Yeah, your dad probably watched that
a shit ton. I was kid to where, like, I just saw lightsabers and shit.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm so young, I don't have an age that I could probably say I saw it at 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
5,
I think I was shown it, like, my entire life as well. But I remember getting the VHS box set.
Yeah,
and
my dad had that one. Yeah.
I believe it's unaltered. It was just the THX remastered version.
Yeah.
So they, like, kind of cleaned it up a little bit, made it a little bit shinier, cleaned up the sound, but they did not
add the visuals.
Yeah, all that fucking bullshit with the fucking singing chicken Jabba's lair and stuff. Ugh.
I wonder if we still have the originals, because my dad had ones way before that.
Supposedly they're supposed to release Disney's going to release the original cuts.
Full original.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
How many times am I going to go see it, you asked?
Yeah. I'm probably going to say
obviously
10.
It depends on the first time how much I love it.
It's going to be great.
But I want to say, like, I'm not into movies, like, multiple viewings besides things like... Well, the first Star Wars I was in love with because I was at the right age for it. So I loved pod racers and I loved...
I agree. There's a lot of cool stuff
Naboo
about Phantom
Starfighters and fucking Trade Federation ships and shit. All cool for me when I was 13.
About to say, when I was 12, that movie
hit
me like a fucking ton of bricks.
So I think I did see it like 3 times.
Yeah. I feel like I'll probably see this realistically 3 times.
Yeah, realistically 2 or 3.
Yeah, I don't think I'll see it 10, but
no.
I will want to.
No.
I might see it and then go back in and see it and then go back in and see it.
Well, that's what I did to The Matrix. I saw it at a noon showing and then I went back for a 3 p.m. showing.
Yeah, because you had to go out and get your duster to wear to the 3 p.m. show.
Shut up. No, dude. I had to go find my girl Trinity.
I was following the White Rabbit back to the theater.
Switch and Apoc were in there waiting for me.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, no. I literally had tears in my eyes.
What was his name? Tank? The other guy?
Tank and Dozer, yeah.
Dozer.
Yeah, I had tears in my eyes after that first Matrix showing. Just the awe of what I thought. What I thought of it was, like, awe-inspiring.
Were you bummed when the second one came out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the third one, I was like... Just take my life.
I watch all of them, though. I'm cool with them.
They're what they are, but they're that first nothing one's like the
undeniable,
Matrix.
Like how good it is.
Yeah, it like was one of those that the up. Sequels just had no chance almost.
No, they had a lot of chance.
They could have.
They just wrote them badly or something. Something got lost in translation.
I bet there's fan fiction out there that's 10 times the film saw. Definitely.
Yeah. How'd you think of Babyface? Did you like that?
What?
The Babyface robot at the end.
Oh, yeah. Why should I help you?
Yeah. I'm a baby. I was like, wow, this is weird.
And he's like, good thing I'm blind. I'd be giggling if I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Freaking blind Kenshi. All right, so
Independence Day. We got way off.
Yeah, we did. We're having fun. All right.
Zippity-zap-dap-a-do. All right, good.
Independence Day. This motherfucker
right
here.
Did it pass test of Tony?
96. I give it like 2 out of 10.
Wow. Holy shit.
2 out of 10.
Is it because it's shitty?
It has nostalgic value.
Agreed.
Because classic one-liners like, welcome to Earth. And then he punches the...
You said it wrong. Earth.
Yeah, Earth. Yeah. Yeah. Punches a fucking alien in the face. Bitches at the alien for smelling. Pulls the alien out of an alien spacecraft that he fucking helped crash in the desert. Is dragging it and bitching and moaning the whole time because it killed his friend, reasonably. But at that moment, you have to think, what the fuck kind of world did they create, did Roland Emmerich create in this film that these people are so desensitized to the viewing of a fucking brand new species from... another galaxy.
When that fucking thing pops open, all right, you're Will Smith, okay?
And I'm on top of the ship?
Yeah, and that thing opens up. You see that? You fall off the ship.
Fall off.
And then find something sharp, jab it into your neck so it can't take your life.
Yeah.
And then you bleed out.
Inseminate me,
in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, I run for 10 to 20 yards until I lose steam. And then I slightly jog and vomit and cry.
Honestly, I'd probably...
my way back to civilization.
When that happened, like when that popped up, I'd probably just throw up and shit at the
same
time.
Also because it was tentacles first. Yeah. At first I'd be like, good God.
Yeah, what are these?
And then its head literally was like, rah, in your face.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
no, you don't fucking cold clock. And something like
it's
that.
All right, he knocks it out, correct?
Oh, he knocks it out cold.
Now.
Through.
An exoskeleton.
One
bunch of a human hand.
It was already dizzy from the crash.
Oh, did they explain that?
No, but I'm giving him that.
You're writing some fan fiction right now?
I'm writing that out for him. Roland Emmerich did this. He did a bunch of other really good gems. Day of the Earth Stood Still, The Old Godzilla, and 2012.
Wait. 2012 sucked.
Matthew Broderick Godzilla.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's a terrible flick.
And
have you seen that lately?
Not lately.
Whew.
But man, that dinosaur does step right through. Like, oh fuck, there's so many dumb things it does.
Yeah,
it does a lot of dumb things. I think there's a scene. The guy with the camera, it literally steps its foot down, and like the dude's like right next to his foot, and it goes over him, and he's just shaking with the camera.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, Jesus Christ.
That's
stupid.
What your fucking qualm was?
I have more qualms.
I felt like the fucking, the look of it. I mean, as a kid, I loved that movie. I was like, this is sick, because it was CGI. I just love CGI.
I had a really cool, like, 3-foot Godzilla from the film.
I had, was it Blow Up?
No, I had like it was kind of like a movable action figure.
Holy, a 3-foot bullshit. It was probably
huge.
Like a foot and a half.
Oh, no, tail to head, dude.
Oh, like okay, feet. I got you.
It was only like a foot high.
Yeah, mine, I had a blow up one, and it was like as tall as I was. So
did you ride it?
No, but I had Matthew Broderick. It was so dumb. He came with like a fucking like little like science set and shit. Like that was an action figure. But I had him, and it was like to scale, the blow up figure to him. Yeah, it was pretty cool, so I would play with that.
That is cool.
My mom's like, oh God, he's so dumb.
So dumb, what a loser.
I wish, Walt would have pulled out.
I was looking up some stuff on Terminator 2, and when they used to actually market toys to hard R movies.
Yeah.
Terminator 2.
Right.
There's fucking like Mattel commercials being like, the T-800's here. Get him, John. And like they're shooting and blasting and stuff.
Right,
and they're
right,
like,
right.
Oh no, the T-1000's going to melt and get us. And there's like Miles Dyson and shit,
and
like action figures you can get.
Eye.
Oh, and there's like, there were little accessories for like the T-1000's hand. I'm like, that one's a needle. That one's like a giant butcher knife.
Right, right, right.
You're like, have you seen the film, kid?
Yeah.
Because he mutilates people with those objects.
I
leaves them for dead.
I saw Terminator and RoboCop, too. They had a ton of RoboCop toys. And that movie was one of the most violent movies I ever saw.
Squibs out the ass.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
I watched it again, but I didn't want to bring it up because I was like, that's what? Just T2. I just watched
it. I figure
again.
You watch T2 every week.
Yeah, it's
so.
Probably a monthly thing.
Keep going.
No, you do it.
What?
You do the song, and I'm going to do.
Well, it starts out.
I'm going to do the monologue.
Dun 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 dun
You know what my favorite line in the film is? Do you know? This is just like when you play guitar. You have to finish. It's real weird.
It's like a sneeze.
It is an OCD thing.
It's like a sneeze.
No, it's like an OCD
thing. It's like a sneeze?
No, it's like a really bad, like, almost, like, you almost have,
OCD?
Like Asperger's.
Oh, wow.
Almost. I'm just saying, in a healthy diagnosis,
right.
You probably have mild
Asperger's. You're on the autism scale, but a light side.
You are real light.
Yeah,
real
yeah,
light,
yeah.
Like a Capri Sun.
What's your favorite line? Is it with the dude shaking? Remember,
I don't know
how
much longer I could hold this. No, my favorite line.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Not at all.
No. The thumbs up at the end.
Nope. You're close.
That's not a line. So
that's part of that movie.
You're in the ballpark.
I know now why you cry is awesome, but it's something I can never do.
Yeah.
That fucking kills me because the analyzations
cry?
Behind that.
Did you cry?
As a kid, I think I was really bummed emotionally.
Really?
It's the one fucking like hero in the
I
movie
that
has
that
to sacrifice himself. Not like in a battle, but like, just drop me in.
How do you think Terminator 3 is going to be?
Shut up.
Or what, 5? Sorry,
Genesis.
6? Is it 6?
Genesis 5?
There's 1, 2, 3. Yeah, 5, you're right.
Genesis? No, I don't know. Nothing.
Fucking your girl's in it.
Turd Burglar?
Turd Burglar. I'm
Daenerys
sorry.
Stormborn?
Yeah.
Amelia
what,
Clark?
Turd burglar?
I don't know.
Okay. That was the.
She's always stealing my turds.
Oh, she took another one.
Amelia, get the fuck back
here. I had to poop and then she just grabbed
she's,
it right out of my
so
asshole.
She's so European and British.
She's into that scat shit.
Literally. So, yeah, that line. And then,
Amelia, get
sir.
Back here. Give my turd back. Hey.
Yay, bitch. Get that back.
How'd you even get in here?
Wait, I thought you lived in England.
You're still really pretty.
Yeah, you're kind of cute.
Even though you're holding my...
Even though you won't show your boobs in the new seasons of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we get it. You're famous now, but come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're making millions. Whatever.
Did you hear that Cersei had a body double?
Yeah.
That's why.
And I saw the picture of the actress that body doubled for her, and I was like, what's up, girl?
You saw her tits in the first thing.
But now I want to see her face.
Did they just superimpose her face onto the
yeah,
body?
Yeah, it's like a merging thing.
Probably had her walk the same thing and then just had like fucking tit girl.
She
go
wanted
out there.
To focus on the emotion in the face of
no,
the
No, I
scene.
Think that she has shitty tattoos. That's why they did it.
Yes, she does have giant
but,
shitty tattoos.
Which is weird because I feel like she would just CGI those out.
Maybe she has uneven boobs.
You think?
And a really weird pussy.
Probably a really weird pussy.
Like one lip is real long down to her knee
and
the
other
one's
just
nothing.
Fine.
Yeah, it's yeah. inverted.
Yeah, okay. That
yeah.
makes sense.
Yep. Okay. All right. So, event, not Event Horizon.
Independence Day.
Independence Day. I'm here. I'm on it. I'm here. Okay. Roland Emmerich. That guy creates shit nowadays.
Right.
But he is slated to direct the next one, Resurgence. Independence Day Resurgence.
They're doing
starring the Goldblum and Liam Hemsworth.
I'm in.
Oh, I
no
knew
Smith.
You were. I knew you. No Will Smith.
Hmm.
I think Will Smith retired with Vivica A. Fox, and they're just raising their kid in peace.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Is that who she was? Is that Vivica A. Fox? I don't know.
You know what? I have no idea.
Okay.
Glad we got that.
I wrote that everything is dated, including the acting, but it's a fun ride at the beginning. I love the opening of the alien ships coming in. That's probably
yeah,
my
beautiful
favorite
shot.
Part of the film besides Area 51.
And fucking, I feel like the shot of the White House blowing up, which was a miniature, which I loved.
Yeah.
I felt that the building, the blue shit coming out of it, the thing opening when you see the ship's
yeah,
asshole.
The 12 little
Yeah,
gates.
The little triangles
yeah.
and shit. The ships look fucking cool. The aliens look amazing. Like, there's a lot of sweet shit about that movie.
There is. It's almost, I saw a new ship that I never looked at before. When they're in the mothership, they're, I don't know, they're crew. They almost look like Corinthian or my God, what is the name of that fucking place? The planet that's just a huge city.
Oh, Coruscant?
Coruscant. They look like almost Coruscant transport ships.
Oh, really?
But they're weird. Yeah, they're weird. They have like that kind of curved over front hull, yeah, kind of like just looks like kind of like nose, a top penis.
Yeah.
And then the bottom looks literally like it has like a fucking like huge blade coming down and forward.
What kind of dick would you compare that to?
Well, that would be more of like a some sort of other fish dick that I don't know. Fish Not dick. A mammal, male mammal.
No, we'll go with fish no. dick. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I give it like a 2 out of 10, dude. Like, wow. Some things are great. Some things are just too shitty to even babble on about. Like, it's just so...
I listened to the things that I liked about it, but I understand.
Yeah, I just didn't. I was like, I can do without this ever again all the way through. I'm fine.
Wow,
And I've retained it all. I know it all. I know all the little one-liners. There's about 29 of them. I know all the fucking speeches, especially the fucking Bill Pullman one.
Hit me.
What?
We will not go quietly into that dark night.
We will not give up without a fight. We will not give up our freedom. This is... Oh, no. What does he say? This is no longer an American holiday.
This is a national.
This is no longer an American holiday. This is a basic human right.
We fight for freedom. They're like, oh, you get...
This is our independence day.
Your ID4 gets it. Sure, America.
Yeah. Whatever, 2 out of 10. It was... All right,
I'm going to say I'd give it probably a 7 if I rewatched it.
But then again, that's you to me, and, like, yeah, you know, we're different
you
people.
You have taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I just have, I think, a more cultured palate, but you're more of an energetic, like, dumb baby palate,
yeah,
that has fun when he watches movies, probably more than I do.
Yeah, definitely.
I get more into the dramas and the heartbreak. You get more into the action and the look.
Yeah, definitely. Well, see, it's weird because I don't really like action movies. I like fucking movies like, well, they're action.
Every movie you name next is going to be action.
Yeah. They're going to be action movies. But
I like Fast and the Furious. Well, no, and but Robotech.
It's like sci-fi. I hate Fast and the Furious.
Robotech. I'm retarded.
Yeah, you are. It's like sci-fi shit, though. Like, I like that spin on it. When you give me like sci-fi stuff.
So you like sci-fi?
Yeah, but sci-fi action.
I don't think there's any other genre. There's a few slow sci-fis, drama sci-fis, but...
Like what? Pandora?
Ex Machina, I would say.
Yeah, I agree with that completely. And I love that movie. I like that.
And Pandorum is filled with fucking action.
Yeah, it is. I know. I have it. I own it.
The ship.
Yeah.
It's not where you think it is.
Okay. The Game.
Dennis Quaid.
We did. Movie of the week is The Game.
The Game. 1997.
Give me the lowdown on it. Who directed? Who starred in it?
David Fincher.
David fucking Fincher.
One of his early works. And one of his best, in my opinion.
I'm going to go right now and say that I give this movie a fucking 9 out of 10.
Cool. I give it. Hey, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, cool.
Michael Douglas, Sean Penn,
eating the motherfucking scenery, as in all roles I see him in.
He's a baller.
Jesus Christ, he overacts like a motherfucker.
It's what he does, though.
I don't like it. I'd rather see him in I Am
you
Sam.
You remind me of him in real life.
I am him in real life.
You
That's
overact
why I hate him.
Real life.
No, I don't overact in real life. I'm just excited. He's a fuck up.
Oh my god.
I'm kidding.
He played Harvey Milk, bro.
Yeah. And I loved him in I Am Sam. Plays a great retard.
Okay, that takes talent.
I agree. Never go full retard. And fucking Robert Downey Jr. says you shouldn't play. He uses I Am Sam as the fucking, like, don't go to this.
It's brutal.
Yeah. Because he was Simple Jack. Fucking Tropic Thunder is a triumph of a movie. Anyways, we're not talking about that. Let's see, the budget that it's saying is $48 million, but I don't believe that because that was the domestic gross. I mean, it could be, but Box Office Mojo does not list the budget. Worldwide, though, it made $109 million, so I'm assuming that like it did.
Cool.
And at $14 million opening weekend, that's fucking stellar, especially for that time, 97. Although we were just talking about Independence Day, who fucking was that juggernaut of a movie.
Yeah, and Titanic was that time, too, so it was just... Fucking
yeah, you're
massive.
Right. Yeah. Cameron was just like, there was, suck
that's
my
where
dick.
These 90s massive movies, people are like, whoa. We can make lots off this shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so The Game.
Yeah.
It defines itself with its title.
Me and Lane watched this together.
And?
For the first time, both of us.
Okay.
Loved it.
Oh.
Loved it. She was really into it. I fell asleep for the last 20 minutes because we watched it late. And I obviously finished the movie.
I was like kind of like shaking.
Yeah.
A bit.
I know. I saw you cock your fist
My
back.
Eyes
that was
twitching,
weird.
But so what happens?
No.
At the end,
here's ow.
You deserve that. This'll teach you. Now get in the corner.
It's fine.
Anyways, yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. The ending was really cool. It fucking took you on a twist. Very M. Night Shyamalan-y. Stop touching my cords.
Very David Finchery.
I agree.
Yeah.
What else has he done?
So Dark. What? He was Fight Club. He was Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The new one?
Yeah.
Okay.
The one with Daniel Craig?
Yeah, yeah. So not the original.
No, not the Danish films.
So he just remade a movie that already existed.
Oh, man. Such a piece of shit. Have you seen it?
I haven't.
Or the originals?
I watched the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
You did watch the originals?
The first girl one? I didn't watch the girl who kicks a hornet's nest and the girl that plays with fire. I didn't watch those two.
Oh, wow. Watch it. It's not the same film, precisely.
Okay. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah,
fuck
does
you.
She end up raping that dude?
What? Yeah.
Well, it feels awesome. Like it's the same.
It's not, but, you know, whatever.
Like, yeah, teach his own.
Nah, you're a piece of shit. Nah.
I hate it when you talk bad about my movies.
I just like that movie because I like seeing
David Fincher's
imagination towards it. He did
did he write this? Who wrote this? Let's give some credit.
He did Seven. He did Gone Girl. He did
Gone Girl.
The Social Network.
Wait, Gone Baby Gone is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, you are.
I always do that.
Yep. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Zodiac.
Ooh, Curious Case of Benjamin Button and Zodiac was cool.
Fuck yeah, it was. Panic Room.
Oh, Panic Room was fantastic.
Dude, he's done a bunch of great fucking films.
Mystic River? Was that him?
No.
Oh.
Was that Clint?
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
He started out, I think, he did Alien 3, shockingly.
Yeah, and I've heard a lot of people say Alien 3 is a great movie. It's just a horrible way to come off Aliens.
Yes.
It is a cool movie. I'll give him that. But I mean, like, it's just like when you watch Aliens and then you go into this and you're like, I can't wait to see Newt. And they're like, yeah, she died.
Nope, none of that.
Crash.
You go kill yourself.
Like, it's like, okay.
This
writers, John D. Brancato and Michael Ferris.
Good for them because they wrote a cool ass fucking screenplay.
Yeah, he's also known for Terminator 3, Salvation, and Catwoman. Yikes.
Writing-wise? Well, see, that's what I mean. He busted that one out the chamber. That was his howl. Like, that's it.
I got you.
That's his Mononoff's third. He's done.
I'm trying to... Eon Flux, he did that, too.
He didn't need to do that.
That was right before the game. He wrote for the TV series. He wrote on one episode.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's really awesome. I thought you meant the fucking movie with Charlize Theron.
No, I did not. Yeah, Terminator 3, Catwoman, Primeval. That was that big alligator movie.
Mm.
And I was like, I can't wait to see this because I love Lake Placid. And this looks like Lake Placid.
Scary.
And then I saw it running and I was like, this is dog shit.
Yeah.
I remember I went and saw it. I can't remember. I saw it with a girl and she was just like, is this about a fucking alligator? And I was like, they didn't.
I don't know. This is
curious. That's weird.
You and
right?
me both are confused.
Oh, man. I don't like this at all. I know.
I had no idea what we were getting into.
Do you want to leave? I mean, fuck this, right?
Yeah, I hate it here.
I didn't like Blake Placid either. Yeah, that was dumb.
Dumb, stupid movie. I don't love Final Destination.
We just touch it.
All right. So, this movie starts off.
Let's not give any spoilers. Let's give the premise.
Very cool fucking premise of this sort of entitled bourgeois billionaire. Who lives alone, does
fantastic
everything
alone.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This bourgeois billionaire. Just throwing your word dick around.
Just can't even just let me duck. Just can't. You can't. My Asperger's just keeps spiking.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to rip your fucking face off.
I'm going
to
rip your fucking tiny vocal cords out. Go ahead.
Okay. So, it's really good. It's all about a
bourgeois billionaire.
No, I don't know what the fuck he does. What is he?
He's a bank
trader?
Well, he moves account money to different accounts, basically.
Okay. So, he's like a stock trader.
It's not stocks, though. It's like...
It's like a trader.
It's like...
It's
sure.
Like a thing.
We'll go with that.
It's like a thing.
Because we'll spend 20 minutes on this. Go ahead.
And he lives alone, and he's very solemn.
Yeah.
His life is very fucking
remarried
mundane.
Remarried and shit. Yeah, very mundane.
And his brother pretty much approaches him and says,
and his
hey.
Brother's the wild card, too. He's
yes,
like, oh, yeah,
younger,
I bought fucking meth off your fucking dude in there and shit.
Partying and shit.
Yeah.
Fucks with him a lot.
Lives life to the fullest.
Has fun.
Yeah.
When his brother's sort of like, I'm just being serious. My parents are dead.
Right.
But I didn't pull the Batman thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so...
Could have gone two routes.
Couldn't go.
I became a billionaire. I don't fight crime at night.
You know, there's like 460 billionaires in the United States, and none of them have pulled a Batman.
None of them are Batman.
Uh-uh.
That wait, I'm one of them. Probably is, and we just don't know him.
But I haven't heard of any of his exploits.
Yeah, I guess we would have heard about him. Batman sighted.
Yeah, Batman sighted beating the living shit out of random strangers. Okay, so his brother approaches him and says, "Hey, I'm gonna get you this. I'm gonna get you a birthday present, but I need you to go to this place and pretty much give them these take these tests because yeah. It's sort of like a it's an enriching experience." That,
well, it's also like they're like we're. He's like, "Well, what are you trying to do?" He's like, "Well, the game is different for everyone.
Yeah, we're custom tailored.
We're trying to figure out what's missing from your life, and that's what we add to it.
And what do you give the man who has everything?" Is the tagline for the film,
right?
And
that's what Sean Penn.
Eventually,
says.
It turns into. It blurs the line between is this a game or is this a game
reality.
Gone wrong?
Yeah.
Like, is it dangerous because the people that run this game, this conglomerate of people and actors and all these, like, could be like special ops dudes.
Very mindfucky.
Yeah, mindfucky. Everywhere around the corner, you're like, is that guy part of it? Am I losing my fucking mind? Do I need to kill myself?
And
do
not
I
only
need
that,
to-
like, fucking, I will say this, the payoff at the end and, like, what you get to know about CRS is fucking
That's
sick.
The company, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What does it stand for?
Consumer-related products?
No, consumer recreational.
Recreational?
And it's an S, not fucking P.
Services, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, really fucked that one up. Everyone's
consumer related
gone
products.
Now.
CRS, that's what that stands for, right?
Oh, it's Omni. Never mind.
OmniCorp?
Yeah.
Yeah. but, anyways, yeah, the payoff at the end of it is fucking fantastic. I really enjoyed it. Thank you for showing me this.
See, and it's one of those ones that's from the early, you know, it's from the 90s, and you may have never even thought to
watch
it.
Oh, never, 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 never. But, and it's a bummer that they took it off Netflix, but you can find a great
dude, Michael Douglas. Kills.
Yeah, he's good.
He's very serious.
There's parts where he kind of, I don't know.
It's Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
He can't get out of Michael Douglas.
He's good, though. He was good. I enjoyed the movie very much. Like I
very
said, I give it like a, I would say probably 8 out of 10.
I would give it a strong 9.
10, what would 10 be for me?
What is 10 for you? Top of your fucking board.
Like fucking Watchmen, American Beauty, those are 10s.
Yep. Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank is fucking
Saving
fantastic.
Private Ryan's a 10 for me. Star Wars is a 10.
Oh yeah, duh. I mean, that goes without saying.
Don't even add that.
I mean, like a lot of the Marvel movies. Oh, Ant-Man opened. We're done with the game now. Yeah, but not
did it really.
They've had press screenings.
Oh,
the overall reaction though is that it's really fucking fun. Great Marvel movie. Not their best, obviously. Like they're kind of like it's good. Like that's a consensus.
No, it's worth your money.
Well,
sure.
But people are like fucking Ant-Man. Fuck this bullshit.
Well,
but
it is weird.
And
weird.
First mention of Peter Parker. This is what I wanted to bring this up. We have our new Spider-Man.
Yeah, I know some little kid.
Thompson, I think his last name is. Hang on one second.
Yeah, young.
I'm stoked for it. How do you feel about it?
He's young.
You don't sound really happy, I'm not going to lie.
He's young. He's so young.
Where's his name at? Tom Holland.
He needs to grow up.
He's going to grow up on camera, motherfucker.
Bring up on camera, motherfucker.
Well, think about it. Peter Parker is in fucking high school. They always pick someone that's 30 years old, and they're like, yeah, this is his last day of school when he got bit. It's like, fuck off, man. Tell the actual story of it.
I miss Toby.
And, oh, fuck yourself. The first movie, I'll give you
I'm
that he was all
with
right.
You.
Oh, God. But
emo Toby dancing.
Yeah. Give me some more cookies. Yeah, yeah.
Ugh.
I'm a bad boy.
Oh. Yeah, I need milk with my cookies
to kick
on
that
the payphone.
I motherfucker in the teeth. Ugh. Performance is so bad. I'm stoked on it. I think it's going to be great. But Ant-Man is the first mention of him.
You know who I thought would have played?
In the Marvel Universe, dude. That's so cool.
A good Peter Parker.
Who?
Elijah Wood. He looks so young.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He's
no.
a hell of an actor.
I don't think that he would be that great. I liked Andrew Garfield, to be honest. I thought he was a fantastic Spider-Man.
Yeah, what happened there?
Oh, they were like, we're going to cast younger Marvel now owned Spider-Man later, dude.
And then he was just like, dang, I got to take my millions and go.
Yeah. Oh, shucks.
Darn.
I'm sure he was cool because Amazing Spider-Man 2 got fucking shit on pretty hard.
Yeah.
Not many
yeah,
people
it really
liked
did.
That movie.
It really did.
But yeah, Ant-Man, that's cool. New Spider-Man, that's sick. Fucking, yeah.
I got a little news.
Go ahead, man.
Got a little news, too. You got some news? I got a little news. Mass Effect Andromeda. was announced, as well as Fallout 4 at E3.
Oh my god, did you hear about that kid that sent in 2,240 bottle caps and they fucking gave him a pre-order of the game? That's so fucking cool. Bethesda's an awesome company. I wonder if I sent them dragon eggs, if they'd give me a Skyrim.
I think if you sent them dragon eggs, they would probably call the cops. Where the fuck do you make these?
These are real.
These are real. There's embryos in here, and they're not ostrich. They're scaled eggs.
That's awesome.
I was really, really pumped on E3 this year because I was like, man. And then all I thought afterwards, because there was like that after effect where I was like, oh my gosh, Quantum Leap looks awesome, and Fallout 4 looks awesome, and all these other games look fucking fantastic.
Next gen.
I was like, I need an Xbox One or a PS4, or I'm really in shit lane.
What are you going to get?
Dude, I'm so on the fucking fence.
I'm getting a one.
I know.
I found out that they, E3 also announced backwards compatibility. And obviously it's Blu-ray now.
Yes.
They have a $400 fucking terabyte now.
Yeah.
And it comes with a Master Chief Collection and a headset and a controller. Fantastic. Fuck you, take my money.
Qualm is that the actual gameplay, which is what I buy my systems predominantly, it was almost on par with PS3 and Xbox 360. They were almost neck and neck graphically. These ones are almost in different leagues, being the PS4 is a fucking game-driven system with very few fucking, like, oh, it's a whole entertainment system features, and they really did amp up their fucking RAM and all their fucking graphic capabilities for 3 years from now, 4 years from now, when they're really maxing out the fucking settings on these systems. PS4 is going to graphically make the fucking one look choppy and slow and blurry. Kind of like it's going to look less than the Xbox One. And I'm afraid if in 3 years, 2 or 3 years, they release a Half-Life 3. Oh, fuck. I want as much fucking graphic as I can possibly get.
Right.
And then again, what am I bitching about? Because I'm getting triple the graphics my 360 has when I get a one.
So you don't know what you're going to get.
I'm debating either full graphics on PS4. It sounds like you wanted
the PS4, honestly.
But, like you said, backwards compatibility. A terabyte for 400.
That's so, like, I heard backwards compatibility, I was like, I know what I'm getting.
I'm used to the marketplace. I have tons of 360 games online that I bought and got for free. You get free shit. It's cool.
Yeah.
With, you know, you're paying.
I mean, also,
are you still paying the $9.99? For a month?
No, I don't do monthly.
You do once a year?
It's $60 for a year. Why would you pay $120?
I've always gone month to month. I don't know how to go for a year.
Yeah, you can just go to the marketplace and buy it. You can, like, I'll show you when we're done with this. I'll hold your hand.
Thank you.
No, honestly, you're wasting like $60 fucking bucks a year. I mean, that's not that much.
Man, dude.
Actually, no.
That time I ran out of gas and that food, that could have caught, like, helped that.
Mine's, I do yearly, yeah.
Idiot.
I thought I did 3. I was doing 3 months for a while. It's like 24.
Sounds like
so that's like fucking $100 a year. So that would still be wasting $40. But yeah, anyways, I believe you still have to pay for the Xbox Live.
No, I'm saying same price for Xbox One Pass. Yeah.
But it's not like, and month. What's cool about the, oh my god, this blew my fucking mind. So it can hook up to the 360 server online, so you can fucking play Black Ops 2 on your Xbox One and play with people. Wait.
Huh?
I think you can only play with people. Fuck, I don't know if it's...
No, wait, it has to be your
It's your bull. You can get a great look at a butcher's ass by sticking your head up it, but wouldn't you rather take his word for it? I mean...
It's got to be your bull.
Oh, God.
You have derailed.
Son, is there something wrong with you? I think it's to where it hooks up with the 360 server. And you can play with people that are playing on 360.
Meaning you don't run your processor to run a game?
I don't know. I'm dumb.
We're stupid and don't know much.
But the Star Wars Battlefront looks fantastic.
Yeah,
that
was another one. That I was just like, derp, want to get as much as I can out of that.
When they were like, hey, we're releasing this game, I was like, I'm getting a...
And you've watched the chronological cutscenes of the actual gameplay? It's TIE Fighter, down to like a fucking troop on the ground, down to...
so dumb.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people were like, oh, there's not going to be space battles, but you can fucking still ride ships and fucking fight.
How do they know that yet?
There was a...
They said, like,
there's a Q&A on Twitter.
Planet-based?
Yeah, but I think that they're going to have planet-based battles where you're only in ships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you remember in the Battlefront 2, you were on a ship, like, in space above a planet.
Yeah.
And you'd go out and fly, and you'd be in space fighting or whatever, sorry. And I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think it's going to be like there's two bases, and you're fucking go up and shit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sounds cool.
All right, so what are we doing next week? Willis wants to come back on. We'll probably have him on.
Willis!
Not this coming one, but the next one. I'll get him on here, and we'll do his genre
pick
five.
Pick some action.
Yeah. What are you feeling?
Let me think. For my genre five...
No, we're not doing genre five. We'll figure that out during the week. Testa-Tony.
Oh, no, I meant Testa-Tony. Sorry. What the fuck do I want to watch?
Testa-Tony. What would be a good one for
would
you?
Would be fun. Not fucked up. Fun.
But fucked up sounds... fun.
So fun for you.
Because
you get to hear me bitch. That's all you really want.
Again, I like to see you sad.
Yeah.
Do you want to do I Am Legend?
I don't mind that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. All
right, cool. Another Will Smith for you.
Because I think I like the beginning of it, I remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they're vampires. Until that fucking butterfly.
I have some recommendations. Night Watch with Ewan McGregor. Pretty sick movie. Early Ewan McGregor.
Okay, I was about to say, I was like, not the Night Watch that I'm thinking of. Like,
no,
not
the Russian one. Spy Game with Brad Pitt and... Oh, man. Fuck it. I don't know.
Just give me names.
All right.
I don't give a fuck about who's in it.
Princess Mononoke. I think you'd like that anime a lot.
Yeah, you've talked about this one before.
It's a really... It's like a rated R anime. A Scanner Darkly.
I own that.
Yeah. Well, I just meant for an in-depth for us to, like, or a movie of the week.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll have to cut that out. God damn it. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Let's do Princess Mononoke.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you have a DVD of it?
No.
All right, find me a rip and I'll watch it.
I'll just do your whole fucking job for you.
I won't be able to spell
watch
it
for I'm you, just, take your shits for you.
I'm just scared. Yeah, I do need to poop, and that's why. Until next time, go burn books.
Oh, my God.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.